to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
He is likable. He does not give you the impression that he's full of himself, but rather that he is a straight-talking person who will tell you, calls him like he sees him. He's not trying to sugarcoat anything. At the same time, he's not trying to be shrill and a chest beater. He's a straight talker, and I think that makes him very, very attractive to people.
The question is, why is Herman Cain doing so well? The answer from Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour, who at one point fancied himself as a presidential contender himself. He likes Herman Cain, and he explained what he finds so appealing about Mr. Cain as we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. After a weekend full of interesting news and chatter about the news, we're here to sort of present the various pieces, Sunday morning chat festivals, and the ramifications of other things going on in the world here with, actually, Meet the Press is a good place to start. David Gregory talks to Herman Cain about his economic plan.
Your big idea is to throw out the tax code.
Yes.
Tax reform is a way to create jobs and spur economic growth.
Yes.
The reality of the 999 plan is this. It is to have a 9% corporate income tax, 9% personal income tax, 9% sales tax. Everything else is gone.
Yes.
The reality of the plan is that some people pay more, some people pay less. This is how the Washington Post reported it on Friday. Experts see surprise in Cain's 999 plan. The 999 plan that has helped propel businessman Cain to the front of the GOP presidential field would stick many poor and middle-class people with a hefty tax increase while cutting taxes for those at the top, tax analysts say. Robert N. Williams, a senior fellow at the Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center, is working on an analysis of Cain's signature proposal. Although the plan's details remain sketchy, Williams said it would increase taxes for the poor and middle class. Despite Cain's statements to the contrary, for starters, about 30 million of the poorest households pay neither income taxes nor Social Security or Medicare levies. So for them, he says, doing away with the payroll tax doesn't save anything, and you are adding both a 9% sales tax and 9% income tax, so we know they will be worse off. That's the reality, Mr. Cain. Without making a judgment about it, why do you think that's an acceptable reality for the overall goal of reform?
First, they're missing one very critical point about the sales tax. It wasn't even mentioned in that analysis that you read. On the price of goods, there are invisible taxes that are built into everything we buy. We're simply, those invisible taxes are going to go away, and we're replacing them with a 9% visible tax. For example, take a loaf of bread. The farmer pays taxes on his profits. The company that makes the flour, the baker, the delivery man. By the time that loaf of bread gets to the grocery store, there are a series of invisible taxes, which are also called embedded taxes. So in reality, those taxes go away, and so the price of goods don't go up.
You're saying they actually go down?
Yes, they actually go down.
Based on what?
Based upon competition. Competition drives prices down. For example, suppose one bread maker says, I'm going to charge $2.20 for a loaf of bread, and the other one says he's going to charge $2.40 for a loaf of bread. Well, guess which one is going to win out based upon the quality of the end essentially the same.
My question had to do, however, with the reality of this plan. Mm-hmm. The wealthiest Americans would pay less. The poorest Americans and middle class would pay more. You don't dispute that.
I do dispute that. You and others are making assumptions about what wealthy Americans will do with their money, and you're making assumptions about what the middle class and the poor. You can't predict the behavior. If wealthy Americans...
This isn't about behavior, Mr. Cain. This is about whether you pay... If you don't pay taxes now, and you now have income tax and a sales tax, you pay more in taxes.
More people will pay less in taxes. More people will pay less in taxes.
Mr. Cain, we talked to independent analysts ourselves.
Yes.
We're not just reading newspaper clips here.
I understand.
They tell us, they've looked at this based on what's available of the plan, and it's incontrovertible. There are people who will pay more.
That's right. Some people will pay more, but most people will pay less, is my argument.
Who will pay more?
Who will pay more? The people who spend more money on new goods. The sales tax only applies to people who buy new goods, not used goods. That's a big difference that doesn't come out.
All right, so you hear the arrogance of the news media. David Gregory is, I was going to go back through a number of people who have hosted the program, like Russert, and you go back to the days of the first NBC Nightly News, the Huntley-Brinkley Report, John Chancellor, you can name it, even Brokaw. He's a smug, smarmy, kind of a little worm. Anyway, who are the analysts and all that other stuff? You know that people, oh, that's our job in the news media to dig up the truth. Whose truth? Obviously, Gregory's not reading the tea leaves because more people who would be primary voters at the moment are in favor of Herman Cain, and you'd think that they aren't dummies. They get the idea of what his tax proposal is. And what he says about the all of the taxes that are paid along the way is true. Everything that is made in America, from a loaf of bread to a car, has a lot of sales taxes applied to the ingredients that go into making whatever it is that's being made. So you take those away, and it does have it. I've seen, as Mr. Gregory so aptly put it, incontrovertible proof that there will be less in taxes paid ultimately by most people. So, and he talks about how half the people don't pay this or that. Isn't it time to get people in to pay something? They don't pay anything else. This is kind of an interesting and very specious argument. The 999 plan passing through Congress is another thing these guys love to talk about, because the status quo and those who are in power love to keep things the way they are. The reason the tax system is as complicated as it is, and the reason so many people in power want to keep it the way it is because it's a way of controlling Y-O-U. You are under the influence, the control. You buy what they want you to because you get credit, tax credit. It depends on who's gotten to them, them being the folks who make the rules. And it's always the big donors who are influential. Don't kid yourself. This is something that is actually pretty good for most people. And isn't that what we're looking for? A government that's good for most people as opposed to the way it is right now. The government is bad for most people, is it not? 800-510-8255. We're analyzing the things that have gone on over the weekend. Presidential race is up first in conversation on our daily review of the hot hits in talk radio.
Probiotics keep your digestion on the right track.
Give your gut the gift of microflora.
Isn't it time you gave back to your colon?
Looking to take a probiotic but not sure which to choose? Then try new ProNutrients Probiotic from the makers of Centrum. Containing two of the most studied probiotics, its dual-action formula supports digestive balance and healthy immune function. ProNutrients Probiotic, one of the new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid, I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids, with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Here's host Frank Roach talking to Newt Gingrich about some of the free trade discussion going around the campaign.
You know, President Obama just sent three more trade packages to the Congress, South Korea, Colombia, and Panama. We have serious problems with our relationship with China in terms of trade. What's your view on our current trade policy as practiced by the United States? Are we practicing unilateral free trade and losing as a result, and should we reassess how we work these trade deals?
Well, no, we're practicing unilateral economic disarmament.
Thank you. Better phrasing.
You know, we have schools that don't work, a tax policy that's anti-manufacturing, regulations that are anti-business and anti-job and anti-manufacturing, a weak U.S. trade representative model. We negotiate with countries like China as though we're fools, and then we wonder why we're having a hard time. And we have a monetary policy, which is a disaster, which is destroying the value of the dollar. So you take all those pieces together. I mean, the amazing thing is that America has been so strong and so vibrant that we have survived despite all of these weaknesses.
Yeah, it's true. But it's a real challenge. In 85, our trade deficit with China was $6 billion. Today, our trade deficit with China is $300 billion a year. I mean, you were in Congress when PNTR was passing through the halls of Congress. What happened? How did we get beat so badly on PNTR such that in 19, just before the bill was passed, we have a $30 billion deficit and it ballooned, the second derivative exploded, and we're now at $300 billion a year?
Well, I mean, there's a couple things. First of all, as I said earlier, if you go to nick.org and look at the 21st century contract with America, you'll see a large number of these things, and we'll be adding more things over the next 6 months as we develop them. But you'll see that we have a zero capital gains tax rate, so hundreds of billions of dollars that come to the U.S. We have 100% expensing for all new equipment, so whether you're a farmer, a factory, a doctor, or an office, you could write off all new equipment in 1 year. We have a policy in there of a 12.5% corporate tax rate, so we can compete head-to-head with China and other countries and succeed. And we replaced the Environmental Protection Agency with an Environmental Solutions Agency, so we have common sense and economic rationality in our regulations.
I like the semantic difference there. Nicely done.
Yeah, so all I'm saying is all the different pieces we're building, my goal is to make America so competitive that the Chinese worry about America.
Good.
I don't want us to be so weak that we worry about China. Part of that is to build a much stronger U.S. trade representative and be in a position that we are able to go out and negotiate from strength, and that we're tough enough and patient enough to make sure that we're getting a genuinely good deal. The Chinese have been methodically cheating us in ways that are totally appropriate to Chinese culture, but that, in fact, are wrong, and that we ought to have the courage and the nerve to reject.
Not presidential candidate, but vice presidential candidate. That's how I read him. It's either him or Herman Cain. Well, maybe Herman Cain gets into the presidential seat. When people start digging around on Mr. Cain, some are troubled because much of his connection to money and power goes back to the Koch brothers in Wichita and their feelings about taxation. And I like him. I think he's a great public face. I think he has some really good ideas. A lot of his ideas that he's putting forth are not really his ideas, but they come from the Koch brothers and a lot of the people in the Tea Party, et cetera, et cetera. That may be good, it may be bad, it depends, because it's the same as having George Soros support all the other people. Too much money in the campaign. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. The issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that people are talking about, and much of it is based on what the Sunday morning news shows, so-called news shows, interview shows do on television. A lot of the fodder for conversation on talk radio comes from things that are in print as well as other electronic media. Keith is in Lincoln, Kansas, with a sort of an overview, I'm hoping, of the Herman Cain 999 tax plan.
Well, being our big Herman Cain fan, the 999, here's the simplest overview of it, in my opinion. You take your corporations and your businesses, they're going to pay the 9% embedded corporate tax, which also, when they buy their products with their national sales tax, is going to be tax deductible. It'll help them buy their products here in the United States, which will create hundreds of thousands of jobs. They'll also pay on the personal income tax. So they're going to have a 27% total tax structure, where corporate taxes sometimes reach as high as 28%, because we're the second highest in the world. Your everyday citizen is only going to pay 9% national sales tax and a 9% personal income tax, which you'll probably just pay part of that. Right now, you got 51% of Americans don't even pay anything or don't owe. You got 11.2 illegal million aliens. You got tourists, people that don't file. This is the easiest, simple solution to start getting the money away from the politicians in Washington, getting it back to the people's power and the corporations, and it will go back to the fair tax in time.
You're familiar with the Koch family in your native state?
Yes, I am. They're big in See, Wichita, a third of all Kansas income comes from aircraft. And so they're real huge in politics. They're real huge in sponsoring different viewpoints of more towards the Republican Party, of course.
Right. Well, they're Tea Partiers. They got their money in the oil business. Father started, I think it was the father or maybe the grandfather.
Bill Koch. Bill Koch's father did, yes.
Right. Bill, well, it's the Charles and David is the two operators. Yeah. Bill's off on his own now. Anyway, they are the two, David and Charles, are the ones, the money behind a lot of the ideas that the Tea Party puts forth. Does that bother you or anybody you know?
No, because I feel like it's just the same principle on the other side of it. Now, the Democrats and the liberals, yes, it does. They'll bring signs against the Koch brothers saying it sponsors the Tea Parties. But I look at the same thing on Wall Street. You got a different group there. You got the liberals. You got the unions and the that sponsor on the other side, too. So each side's going to have their different factors that sponsor and finance their viewpoints.
Right. All right. Thanks for the call. 800-510-8255. Here's host Esme Murphy talking to a political analyst about Mr. Cain.
Michelle Bachmann and Rick Perry rose quickly after they came into the race.
Mm-hmm.
And then as they stuck around a little longer, as others came in, their stars dimmed. Especially with Rick Perry, people seemed to like him initially, but the more they found out, the more they didn't like him. Herman Cain's been in this, and he's building. I mean, he's moving steadily up.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else is kind of going in a dramatic, you know, up and down graph figure, whereas he's got this upward progression, which suggests that he is actually building in terms of his appeal.
Well, it could be. It just there have been so many gyrations, you know, over the last few months that I think any trend is suspect, you know, until people actually start voting. I do think that he's in the top tier now. Will he be in the top tier in January or February? Esme, I don't know.
And this 999 proposal, it's something that is very easy to say, and he says it all the time,
right.
and he's a very effective debater. I mean, I think his presentation is extremely good,
mm-hmm.
and he's very charismatic. But when people really think about spending 9%, an additional 9% on groceries, I think that's going to be a tough sell.
That isn't what he's saying, and it doesn't apply to groceries. Man, it doesn't apply to food, period. It applies to soft goods, hard goods, but not to food. And I think clothing may be exempt as well. All right, so the misinformation continues from those who don't want to see Herman Cain's ideas put forth. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
There's nothing like a ghost story around the campfire, and I've got one that's not for the faint of heart. Once there was a camper who did not insure his RV with Geico. He didn't listen when fellow campers told him how much money Geico saved them by insuring their campers, trailers and pop-ups, or how he could save even more with a multi-policy discount. The camper paid dearly for his mistake. He paid out the nose, poor chap. Well, good luck getting to sleep after that doozy of a tale.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
When you're looking for an easier way to stick to your budget this season, we're with you. With a debit card or credit card from Wells Fargo, you can set up account alerts to help you stay on track. Alerts can be sent to your phone or email, so you'll know the moment you've reached the limits you set. And setting up account alerts is easy. Take comfort knowing you have the tools to stay on budget. Call, click, or stop by to learn more about account alerts. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid. The matches are safe inside and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
After the hour, 800-510-8255 reaches us as we go through a myriad of items that have been discussed this past weekend, including the Occupy Wall Street gang, whether they're good guys or bad guys, good girls, bad girls, horrors, they're protesting, well, whatever it is they're protesting, the government, they want more, most people who think it through want less. That's not the point. Well, I guess it is the point for some. The point is, though, that they're getting us to look at a different message and think about what's going on in our country. And I think actually it's good if you don't like what they're advocating, you at least understand where they're coming from. And it helps to underscore the fact that about half of the people in this country now are in some sort of government program, government assistance, which is wildly crazy and unproductive. So whether you get all wrinkled up because these guys are making a lot of noise and they want more government, it helps you understand how extensive government is. Not a bad thing. Here is talk host Joe Bartlett with the New York City public advocate who discusses the protests of the specific Occupy Wall Street, the real Wall Street, New York protesters.
The big story this week has been and continues to be the Occupy Wall Street protest. Now, yesterday we expected this big confrontation between the protesters and police. A lot of people disappointed that it didn't happen. A lot of media people thought, oh, this is going to be a great story, and nothing happened. But Mayor Bloomberg says that a lot of lawmakers called Brookfield, the people that own the park, and said, don't force the issue, otherwise we'll make trouble for you. What do you think of that?
I have no evidence that even happened, and with all due respect to the mayor, you know, you don't throw out a charge like that without backing it up. Two, I think Brookfield made a mistake in the way they handled it, and I think the mayor made a mistake. Here's the irony, Joe. You know who's handled this exactly right? The New York City Police Department.
Yeah, they have. You're right.
This has been a very complicated set of protests, rallies, marches. The police have done a hell of a job keeping it together, being patient, being flexible. The protesters have been scrupulously nonviolent. That's the other story here. Both, here's the irony. The police and the protesters have actually all given us a civics lesson. The mayor got a little hot and bothered. I think Brookfield got ahead of itself and basically, you know, put forward rules just yesterday morning or the other morning saying that, you know, they would basically make it impossible for the thing to continue the way it is. This is being watched all over the world. These guys are exercising their First Amendment rights, talking about what's wrong in our country. You don't go in there in one day and clear them all out. It's a huge mistake. You got to negotiate. You got to figure a peaceful way forward. You got to respect their First Amendment rights.
Now, I know you said negotiate, but there's nobody to negotiate.
I disagree.
This is an amorphous kind of group here.
I want to be honest with you. That was my first assumption as well. And I spoke to a number of folks in the police department about how they handled all these protests over the last few weeks. There are some people to negotiate with. The group should be a lot more organized, and they should be clearer in their purpose. But the way this has all worked is, in fact, there are some people who have stepped forward and been there to work with. It's actually quite organized when you go down there.
Mm-hmm.
So what I found from looking at it, from talking to people, is if we wanted to find a peaceful way out of this that respects their rights, I'm convinced it can happen. The one thing I know is you don't go in 24 hours out of the blue and take an effort of this importance and this level of organization with so much support and just say, you got to get out of here. That doesn't make sense.
Talk Radio in Review. This is the Talk Radio Countdown program. I'm Doug Steffen as we get through this half hour, spending time on the Occupy Wall Street protests around the country. Here are radio hosts Garrett Quinn and Brian Joyce talking to one of their callers, caller taking part in the Occupy Boston protest.
I know early on in this movement there was a lot of complaints about from your people in your movement complaining about the lack of media attention, and now it seems like there's a complaint that there's too much media attention, there's too much scrutiny.
Absolutely. There was definitely a problem early on with kind of a media blackout, especially on Occupy Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate the media attention we're getting now. I don't think we can have too much. I do think that some organizations are not portraying us as we actually are.
Sure.
There was an issue yesterday with MyFox Boston. They got an allegation from the Coast Guard that ended up not being true.
The Coast Guard?
Why yeah, the there Coast was Guard? An there was an allegation that somebody from the Occupy Boston people spit on a Coast Guard.
Yeah,
it's typical, like, harken back to, like, people want to help. There are a group of people in this country who desperately want a repeat of the Vietnam War era.
Absolutely.
For some twisted reason, I've never understood that. It's like there's this desire to go back. There's this, like, dog whistle, shiny object, culture war desire to go back to that. But, go on.
No, yeah, long story short, we got in touch with the Coast Guard personally, and they never made such an allegation. That all was coming out of Fox Boston, so we took care of that. The only other thing that we're a little concerned of, I mean, most organizations are doing a good job covering us, but it's been a little focused on, you know, the camp itself, the occupations themselves, kind of, you know, where we are, not what we are and what we stand for. So we're trying to work on that, just showing that it's a bigger movement. There's occupations now all over the world. Occupy Sweden just started up, London.
What is your message exactly?
Yeah, that's a great question and one that's been coming up a lot. Really, it's to represent the 99% of Americans and now citizens of the world who feel that their voices aren't being respected, represented in government and in the corporate sector.
Why do you feel that they're not being represented?
I think it's because of that 1%, the extreme corporate money, the multimillionaires, multibillionaires.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at how politics has been funded in the past decade, a lot of it's being funneled down from these large corporations.
Let me ask you this, Philip.
Absolutely.
One of the things that made the Tea Party so effective is that, and one of the things that tends to make youth ineffective is that the Tea Party votes, okay?
Yep.
And we've seen this with youth movements before, where then when it comes time to vote, they all just kind of stay home and they don't vote. So, I mean, are you guys, my questions would be, and it's a pretty simple question, are you guys planning to vote? And if you do vote, who are you voting for?
I am planning to vote, so I can only speak to myself on that one.
Yep.
Voter outreach and an increase in people coming to the polls is something that's definitely important.
Mm-hmm.
If we're not having that voice, then bringing about change is going to be quite a bit more difficult.
All right. Hello to those in Albuquerque, El Paso, Harrisburg, Johnson City, and the other areas around the country and around the world that are listening to the Daily Review of the Hot Hits and Talk Radio, a very unique program taking excerpts from shows that are broadcast around the country, local hosts with situations that focus on the issues that we all find palatable and interesting. We're into the Occupy Wall Street gang. The movement has close to $300,000 now in funding, as well as the storage space loaded with donated supplies. This is the New York group. Stared down city officials to hang on to its headquarters. Showed its muscle Saturday with a big Times Square demonstration. found legions of activists demonstrating all across the country. And in fact, this thing has spread around the world thanks to social media, Twitter, Facebook, that sort of thing. So good, bad, or indifferent, it's here. It'll have some influence. So is that good? 800, I think it is, 800-510-8255. Here's radio host Lisa Ann Walter breaking down what she thinks this movement is all about.
I barely remember the protests around the time of the Vietnam War in the 70s. I was a kid, but it was extremely popular and the thing to do where I grew up, which was the D.C. area. And people were politically aware, and I saw a lot of generations in between that weren't at all. They were not aware. They might have had one issue that they were about, whether it was ecology or, I don't know, saving animals, whatever it is. But people weren't as aware as they started to become. And for that, as I've said in the past, the Obama campaign got people, even though there was a lot of it was spin rhetoric, not backed up by actual policy that we've seen, but there was at least a mobilization of this generation. And part of the byproduct of that is that these people are now saying, wait a minute, what's going on? Everything's falling apart, and we're not going to have Social Security or jobs. We don't have jobs. And people are getting down there because, first of all, they have time on their hands. They're not employed. So they have nothing to do but complain. That's not everybody, though. Many people are middle class and fed up. And I actually tweeted that. I said, we shouldn't call anybody down there Republicans or Democrats. We should have a new party called Fed Upicants and just claim that instead of letting it become bipartisan. Tea Partiers equal conservative, low spending, low government, all of this, and the Occupy Wall Street are radicals and extreme lefties and libs, and that is the class warfare that's taking our eye off the issue, which to me is very simple. What'd you do with the bailout money? Why did you guys get help when you made bad investments that came out of our pocket? And we want that back. And there was a lot of policy that allowed them to do things that are downright, that were tantamount to illegal activity, and nobody's holding them culpable.
All right, so there's a way of analyzing what's going on. Everybody's got their point of view based on their experience and their thoughts. Somebody who has been very visible this past week or so is Newt Gingrich, who has a thought on this, and we'll talk about that in a matter of moments here on the Countdown.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Our school doesn't need a gym.
And we don't need more buses.
We need new books!
And a place to put them.
The Advil Congestion Relief Project is committed to helping communities get the right relief for their real problem. Send your community story to congestionreliefproject.com for the chance to be next. The Advil Congestion Relief Project. The right relief for the real problem.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. legal residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Runs 1017 to 1412. See official rules at congestionreliefproject.com.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the Master Prostate Formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my my word for it, Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now, free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now, 800-716-6520.
If insurance was sold in the grocery store, it'd be easier to compare. Sydney here is in the market for car insurance.
That's right.
So what do you think of these brands? State Farm, Geico, Progressive, and Allstate.
Honestly, they're all pretty much the same to me.
Well, they all give safe drivers a discount, but look at the Allstate shelf.
What's that? A coupon?
Even better. It's a check. Only Allstate rewards safe drivers with an extra bonus. Every 6 months, you're accident-free.
Nice. Call Allstate today, and you'll also get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. Get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. For your free membership kit, just call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Bonus check not available in every state. Feature is optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
And now, the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky...
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, thousands of anti-Wall Street protesters rallying in Times Square over the weekend, buoyed by a global day of demonstrations in support of the campaign against corporate greed. Inspired by the Occupy Wall Street movement, protests on Saturday started in Asia, rippled through Europe and back here to our country, and up in Canada. Protesters fed up with economic inequality took to the streets in Washington, Boston, Chicago, Los Angeles, Miami, Toronto. A lot of media coverage, and it's something important to talk about. As Newt Gingrich has decided, he's been very visible with his feelings about the Occupy Wall Street protesters.
I think there are virtually every American has a reason to be angry. I think virtually every American has a reason to be worried. I think the people who are protesting on Wall Street break into two groups. One is left-wing agitators who would be happy to show up next week on any other topic. And the other is sincere middle-class people who, frankly, are very close to the Tea Party people in actually caring. You can tell which group is which. The people who are decent, responsible citizens pick up after themselves. The people who are just out there as activists trash the place and walk off and are proud of having trashed it. So let's draw that distinction. If they want to really change things, the first person to fire is Bernanke, who is a disaster as chairman of the Federal Reserve. The second person to fire is Geithner. The fact is, in both the Bush and the Obama administrations, the fix has been in. And I think it's perfectly reasonable for people to be angry, but let's be clear who put the fix in. The fix was put in by the federal government. And if you want to put people in jail, I want to second what Michelle said. You ought to start with Barney Frank and Chris Dodd, and let's look at the politicians who created the environment, the politicians who profited from the environment, and the politicians who put this country in trouble.
Clearly not saying they should go to jail.
Well, in Chris Dodd's case, go back and look at the countryside deals. So, in Barney Frank's case, go back and look at the lobbyists he was close to at Freddie Mac. All I'm saying is everybody in the media who wants to go after the business community ought to start by going after the politicians who have been at the heart of the sickness which is weakening this country, and ought to start with Bernanke, who has still not been exposed to the hundreds of billions of dollars. I want to repeat this. Bernanke has in secret spent hundreds of billions of dollars bailing out one group and not bailing out another group. I don't see anybody in the news media demanding the kind of transparency at the Fed that you would demand of every other aspect of the federal government. And I think it is corrupt and it is wrong for one man to have that kind of secret power.
I'm with him. And the more you listen to him, the more you wish that he were involved. He just has such a disastrous family life and personal history. It gets in the way, but he's in my opinion, the smartest of all of the candidates. But we're putting in the butt. Let's see what you think along the lines. Anyway, the Occupy Wall Street people, here's some of the blog material. They just did this in my city. You should see what these people are actually saying, especially the signs they hold up. They call the Tea Party racists. Most of them are spoiled college brats and homeless people getting free food. People should really see them for what they are. There's another person who calls them Nazis, un-American, tells them to read the Constitution, tells us that he thinks they're stupid. But they're there getting attention, and we're talking about it, and that's a good thing. 51 after on the countdown.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
53 minutes after the hour, this hour of the Talk Radio Review, focusing now on Uganda and the fact that we sent troops into Uganda has a lot of people pretty upset, as perhaps that ought to be the case. Well, let's find out. Anyway, from Fox, Chris Wallace on the Sunday program there speaks to reporter Liz Marliantes and Bill Kristol from the Weekly Standard about the decision to move those troops over to Africa.
Friday afternoon, the Obama administration sends this letter to Congress, I guess under the War Powers Act, that we're going to put 100 special forces, advisors, trainers in Central Africa to fight, and my ignorance, the Lord's Resistance Army. I didn't realize this existed, but it's a brutal bunch of thugs, guerrillas, several hundred, who have been rampaging through Central Africa for a couple of decades and apparently killed and raped and displaced tens of thousands of people. Your thoughts about that? And the question that I asked Senator, what's her name? Feinstein. Thank you. Senior moment. What about the idea that we're putting troops in Uganda but not in Syria?
Well, I don't understand it. I think that, you know, it's very hard to understand the process that must have gone on inside the White House, you know, when this decision was made. If all of the challenges that we're facing around the world right now in a situation where, as you mentioned, you know, in Syria, we've now got, it looks like, over 3,000 people slaughtered by this regime in an attempt to put down their element of the Arab Spring. We're sending troops, you know, to Uganda. I think it's another piece of evidence that there's not a strategic overview. There's not a strategic plan here inside the administration. There's a lot of reaction going on. But I would really like to hear the administration explain to the American people, and not late on a Friday night with an announcement they were hoping would get buried, why it is that Uganda is more important to our national interest, to our national security interest, than what's happening all across the Middle East today.
Now, it does turn out, which I didn't know until I read stories on Saturday morning, that we have small groups of advisors in a bunch of Central African countries, Djibouti and a bunch of places. So this is not totally unprecedented. I mean, the hundred advisors. What's your feeling about that, Bill?
Well, we're working with governments in the region, I mean, and advising their military, presumably, in
right.
the hopes of putting down this pretty ghastly movement. Well, I'm always for sending troops everywhere, so I'm not going to suddenly now turn on the administration, but I would like a more forward-leaning policy on Syria and Iran.
On Iran, okay. So do we have a plan? Is there a plan, boss? I think that one of the things that was said there that seems most appropriate is that they do not act, this current administration, they react. And you all know how that works in your own lives, right? 800-510-8255. Here's host Avi Nelson talking about the reasons the president sent troops to Uganda.
For the past 20 years, probably won't come as a shock, there have been all sorts of bad stuff going on in Central Africa. And there's something called the LRA, which is, depending on which side you believe, is either a very bad group or a group devoted to religion. The Lord's Resistance Army. There's a fellow named Kony, K-O-N-Y, I assume that's how you pronounce it, who was the head of it. I must confess that I hadn't heard much about it. But anyway, these people are accused, they have about 400 or 500 followers, of perpetrating all sorts of atrocities. People have been killed. People have been thrown out of their homes. Children have been seized, forcing them sometimes to become sex slaves. Women have been raped. In other words, they are bad actors, granted. According to the Pentagon, since 2008, the United States has provided $33 million to regional forces battling the LRA. This is in Central Africa. But the question is, should we be sending troops there? Now, the key question, I think, is whether these are in the security, whether this action is in the security interest of the United States. And it's interesting that Obama obviously was aware of this, and so in the order where the troops are deployed, he says, quote, that the deployment, quote, furthers U.S. national security interests and foreign policy and will be a significant contribution toward counter-LRA efforts in Central Africa, unquote. Now, this raises the very interesting question, setting aside for a moment how the world would be reacting if George Bush had four wars going on simultaneously or four military involvements. But it raises the question, what national security interests are being advanced by the United States?
Okay, well, the question may be, is this the best interest in the best interest of the United States? That's what people will be protesting about. You can count on that. We'll talk about it here on the